Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Hug Day, Tony. Do you like hugs?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. No, but I know you do. So if you see Wilbon on the street in Chicago, squeeze him. Get in there.
Yeah,
he absolutely loves
Come
it.
Come on. Warm me up. Warm me up. It's cold here. Hugs are good.
How cold is it?
It's, you know, it's warm right now. It's a nice spring day. 38, snow pouring out of the sky. That's nothing. The good stuff's coming.
Yeah, it's going to be real cold here on Friday night, but probably not as cold as it's going to be where you are. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, baseball changes it up. Michigan State has a new football coach, and we get a visit from Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse. But we begin today with Zion Williamson, who scored 31 points in 28 minutes last night as the Pelicans beat Portland for their sixth win in their last eight games. And you can chalk most of them up to Zion, who is averaging 21 points a game in 27 minutes and shooting 58%. His teammate Drew Holiday says, quote, "Honestly, I don't see anyone who can guard him," unquote. New Orleans coach Alvin Gentry says, quote, "I don't even think he scratched the surface," unquote. Wilbon, are you now as optimistic about Zion's NBA future as they are?
Close, Tony. I mean, look, I tune in to watch at least a little bit of him every chance I get, even if I don't see the whole game. And it's both, it's what he can do around the basket. So I don't want to hear people tell me that you have to have three-pointers, okay? Because he's not shooting any after the first game, essentially. But the way Alvin Gentry is using him, I mean, he's letting him play around the basket. And this kid can create space even when there doesn't seem to be any. He's left-handed. We think even he can go to his right with power moves. And it's like, wow. It really does remind me kind of early on of Charles Barkley. And it's another generation. And this kid is bigger and stronger than Charles.
Much
bigger. Which is saying something.
Yes, bigger and stronger.
Tony.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? It's like the next generation of that. I can't wait to talk to Charles about this later today and see if he agrees. But yes, how can you not be optimistic about the way he's playing so far?
Well, I'll tell you how you cannot be optimistic in a second, because we have never seen somebody with a body like this before, with this kind of jumping ability and this kind of quickness. This is absolutely new in basketball. So you have to answer this question from me, which is, can his body hold up? Are we going to get to the point, and when are we going to get to the point where he can give 38 minutes, four games a week? Because that's how you become a great, great, great player. If you tell me that's going to happen, I will be as optimistic. But you know, I don't want to use the word skeptical as much as it is worried, because we've never seen somebody quite like him.
Tony, yes, and there are a bunch of players coming up now. The big men and their bodies weren't built, it seems, to be operating 22, 24, 26 feet from the basket and doing all the things they can do. And I share your concern, by the way. Let's not forget about Sean Kemp. When we talk about size and explosion in a way that previously before him we hadn't seen.
So
I'm mostly with you. But God, got to be optimistic, Tom.
I am. I'm going to give you a stat. I'm not one of those people that cares if you got 31 points and 13 rebounds and 3 steals and you're 27 years old. I don't care about that.
Right.
But this one I sort of care about. And the last 5 players to average 20-plus points and 50-plus shooting in their first 9 games, they went to the Hall of Fame. It's Grant Hill. It's Shaquille. It's David Robinson, Michael Jordan. It's Ralph Sampson. Ralph Sampson went for what he did in college. But that's pretty rare air if this kid can do this.
It's rare air. No question.
That's all. You know?
So we have actual breaking baseball news, and it forces the elimination of one of the fundamental tactics of baseball the last 30 to 40 years. MLB just announced that any pitcher inserted into the game will have to face 3 batters. 3. Or pitch to the end of an inning. Team executives have been waiting on this announcement to figure out how to construct their rosters and to see how this is going to work in spring training. Rob Manfred said this is being done to introduce more action into the game. Tone, do you like this or do you think it's just a restrictive gimmick?
Okay, I don't think it's a gimmick. I don't think it's a gimmick. And I don't want to sound like a guardian of the game. But I am wary of this. I think this takes a major strategic moment and the way you construct your roster out of baseball. If you have a lot of good relief pitchers and you use them from the sixth inning on, and you go lefty-righty or righty-lefty here and there, and you can't do this because the guy has to face at least three batters or get out of an inning, I think this hurts the smarter managers and brings the level of managing more closely together. And just as an example of this, I mean, what if baseball said, it's taking too much time to have pinch hitters. You can only have one in a game. Only one in a game. You go, well, what do you mean?
So we're looking at some slippery slope issues here, Tone. I agree with you on that. I don't like this for this reason. You think of some of the great, I'm thinking of the playoffs specifically here. You think of some of the great playoff situations and moments where you need a left-hand pitcher. If you are Tommy Lasorda, and I'm going to go old school here.
Right.
And you need to bring that guy in for one hitter, Reggie Jackson.
You go to the left-hander.
Deck. Yep. We're going to the left-hander to pitch to Reggie. And then somebody else, a right-hander's got to come back in to pitch to Sal Bando. You now can't do that because you need more action. I mean, so who are we catering to? 12-year-olds who don't even necessarily watch baseball anyway?
Kansas City.
I'm skeptical.
Kansas City won a World Series by manipulating its bullpen the way nobody had ever seen.
Sixth inning on.
If you want to, I'm all for making the game faster. Maybe this makes the game faster. I'm not sure. But I just think strategically it handcuffs certain managers.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying it's terrible. I'm saying I'm wary of it. That's all.
I'm wary too.
Mel Tucker, who coached just 1 year at Colorado, has left despite saying he would not leave and taking the job at Michigan State. Michigan State reportedly doubled Tucker's salary at Colorado and similarly doubled the salaries of his staff. Wilbon, what do you make of Michigan State of the Big Ten being able to swoop in and punk Colorado in the Pac-12?
Well, Tony, I know what to make of it. I mean, you know, I need to have some full disclosure. I mean, not only am I a Big Ten alum, I'm a trustee of a Big Ten school, Northwestern. So we discuss all the time, Tony, and I'm sure all the other trustees at the other schools in the Big Ten, the 14 schools in the Big Ten, do as well. And there, the TV contract, the Big Ten network, yields so much more money to our conference than other conference TV deals do to this point, to their conferences, that the Big Ten schools have this money. And they can go out and say, oh, yeah? And by the way, that includes more money than the SEC. All right? So they can go out and say, you think you're making a lot of money there? How about the pile here?
Right.
And it affords Big Ten institutions to do things that the other schools can't do yet. They've all got TV contracts now. They're all maybe chasing us. But right now, the Big Ten's out front, and Michigan State used its favorable position to lure Mel Tucker.
Yeah, a couple of things. At the moment, the Pac-12, which was so great and so dominating in basketball and football for so many years, is like leftover dinner meat. I mean, they are irrelevant at this point. Mel Tucker was a grad assistant for a couple of years at Michigan
State. For Nick Saban, right?
So there's a tie there. He coached 1 year. He'd been an assistant in a lot of places. Coached 1 year, he was 5-7. The guy before him in his last year was 5-7. So this guy, Mel Tucker, just fell up. A lot of people don't fall up. And he also said 4 days ago, he posted on social media, I'm not taking this job. I'm committed to Colorado.
Committed.
And he talked about the build. Well, he wasn't committed.
Yeah,
so I mean.
Until, wait a minute.
I don't begrudge it to him. It's a better situation.
No. It's not a better situation. Didn't I hear the phrase twice as much money?
Yeah, that's what you do. Better team, better everything.
You know,
but still, if you recruited a kid, you got to call this kid and say, I'm going. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. So good luck. You know.
That's right, Tony. Golf nerds like Tony and me have been hearing this chatter for a while about a new star-driven premier golf league. It would siphon off the world's most famous players. Think Tiger, Rory, Koepka, DJ, Spieth, and have them compete in the usual individual way and a trumped-up team format. When asked about this at Riviera yesterday, Tiger was noncommittal and said he and his advisors are trying to figure it out just like everybody else. Tony, wouldn't this put, if adopted, a big fat dent in the PGA Tour?
It wouldn't put a dent. It would swamp the PGA Tour. If you're saying that these are 48-man tournaments, $10 million worth of prizes, 18 different weeks, the PGA Tour now has 9 such things with larger fields, so the chances of you getting more money is lessened. This would, I don't know what the PGA, look, I'm not sure this is going to happen, But right. you got to have Tiger. If you don't have Tiger, it's not going to happen at all. But it would really lessen the PGA Tour, and that's going to be the consequence of this, especially if this new tour says, oh, don't worry, you can play in the Masters, play in the PGA, play in both Opens, and play in the Players. I mean, if you can do that, why wouldn't the best players go, Mike? Why?
Tony, yes. I mean, you think they probably would after they talk to their advisors. Talking about doubling Mel Tucker's salary, look at how much more money, of course. But, Tony, let me just say this. If you are looking at doing this, Tiger's 40, what, four? I mean, look, Phil's gone. Phil's already turning 50. I know he may play a little while longer.
Okay.
But this should have been done 10 years ago. I worry that it's too late.
But you mentioned
because those
young
other
kids.
Guys.
You mentioned Rory
but Tony,
and Koepka.
Yeah, but they're not Tiger and Phil.
Right.
They're not. And they can't carry this. They can't be guaranteed to carry this the way Phil and Tiger would have carried it 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Okay. But if you say that Mel Tucker made the wise choice, taking double his salary, and you can put all these great players in a limited field, probably without cuts, and give them more money, they
but
are...
Would you make more? If you're the guys who are putting on this new tour, can you make enough money to make it worthwhile?
Mike, I remember it's got to be 25 or 30 years ago, Greg Norman toyed with this idea and asked a bunch of pros about it, and it never happened. I'm not sure this will happen.
You got to turn your back, Tony. You also got to turn your back on your peers.
That's exactly right, and on the people that have helped you come up and supported you and nurtured you. So I don't know that it's going to happen, but if it did, it would be bad for the PGA. Let's take a break, but coming up, the Raptors go for their 16th straight win tonight. How are they better without Kawhi Leonard? Well, we will ask Nick Nurse.
We'll also ask him what's behind the team's recent embrace of those beautiful 6-foot-long wool cashmere scarves.
What are
you
those
seen
things?
Those, Tony?
What?
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
The Toronto Raptors go for their 16th win in a row tonight in Brooklyn. We are pleased to welcome back to the show the coach of the defending NBA champs, Mr. Nick Nurse. And I'll start with this. I know what's written here, but I'm going off the script for a second because it says you lost one of the best players from last year. You lost the most impactful player in the entire league last year, the MVP of the finals, Kawhi Leonard. He's gone. And somehow you have a better record now than you did last year. I know we haven't gotten to the playoffs yet, but this is amazing to us. We don't understand how it could be that you lose Kawhi Leonard and, in fact, appear to be better. Can you explain this?
Well, we got a lot of practice last year. I think we played 22 games without him last year and had a 17-5 record. So we knew we could play okay. You know, last year was a little bit of a test run, but I just think that a lot of the guys have improved. Pascal Siakam's taken a step up. Fred VanVleet's a step up. Serge Ibaka's a step up. OG Anunoby's reinserted. He almost missed all of last year for various reasons. Guys are getting better, and they believe in themselves.
So you don't mind if I sit and repeat that I am amazed at how good you are this year, again, without Kawhi Leonard. If you had to point to one thing where you say, this is why we're clicking right now, one thing, what's that one thing?
Well, if I had to pick a thing, I would say it's defense. You know, this team really goes to play defense, and we can play a lot of different styles of defense, and we really read coverages. But if I had to pick a player, I'd say Lowry. I think Kyle Lowry, I know it's his 6th All-Star, but he does things that it's all about winning. I've never seen a guy play harder on the court than this guy, and he continues to do it night after night, and it rubs off on the rest of the guys.
Nick, a lot of the basketball world seems to be treating you guys right now like, oh, a nice little story. You think this is a hell of a lot more than that, I'm presuming.
Well, I think we're pretty good, Michael. I think the guys believe in themselves. I think there's some ceiling to get to yet. We're not perfect. We got improvements to make, and we've had a lot of injuries. I'd like to see our team whole. You know, I think if we can get lucky enough to get everybody healthy, I think we can. We're hard to beat. I think that's the biggest thing. We're hard to beat.
So I'm going to apologize for not having heard of you until last year. That's my fault. But it is written down here that you are known for making relentless adjustments, that's what you do. You make a lot of adjustments. Do you ever feel like you run out of adjustments? Do you ever feel like you go, okay, this one's gone. Nah, we're done. This one's gone.
Well, is relentless like two or three a game. Is that relentless? We try to get the game to halftime and make a few adjustments. I think the guys expect them, but they can make them. That's the best thing. We can switch to coverages like anything in the middle of a game, right from timeout to timeout. And those guys, we got some smart guys. They say if you want to be a smart coach, surround yourself with smart players, and we got some.
Nick, Tony didn't mind embarrassing himself by saying he hadn't heard of you until last year, but the journey that you went on to get to this point, and you come into Toronto, you win the whole thing. The franchise had never done that, and now you got another terrific team. Is this at all how you expected it to go if you got the chance?
I'd love to tell you, yeah, it's exactly how I expected it to go. But, you know, usually your first time job, I was really fortunate, you and I have talked about it, to be get my first job to be given such a good team. I mean, we really have good teams, and then we signed Kawhi and Danny Green, and we knew we were going to be good right from the start. Just really fortunate. And, you know, I also coach the Canadian national team as well, and we got some good players coming there. I coached in the backwaters my whole life, and now I got two of the best jobs in the world at the same time. So it's pretty cool, fun for me.
There's so much fun going on around your team. One of them is the huge scarves, these winter scarves necessary in weather in places like Toronto and Chicago. Yeah. Serge Ibaka has started this. I want a scarf. I'm like begging for one now. But it seems like it's more than just some sort of style statement, is it not?
Well, it seems like it. These guys really like each other. I think you and I have talked about being around that locker room sometimes, and it's an enjoyable place to be. And I think what makes it enjoyable is we got some guys that are pretty serious, and they go compete. They love to compete, and they try to figure out how to win. They do it with a smile on their face most of the time and pick each other up when things aren't going well. And it is. There's some chemistry there. There's some toughness there. There's some intelligence there that's pretty special.
All right, so we'll get you out of here on this. You're going to be coaching in the All-Star game this weekend. You're going to coach actual players because, again, 1 year in the league and you have a ring. And a lot of people can't say that. All right, that's pretty good. But Wilbon is also coaching this weekend. Wilbon
yeah,
is
sure.
coaching the celebrity game. He promises he's not even going to hold practice. He doesn't have any plays. He has no idea what he's doing. Can you give him one tip so that
yes.
he can win the celebrity
Please.
Game?
I've already downloaded a few sets on my iPad, and I'm gonna bring it to him right before the start of the game.
We'll try to
walk through them. Well, Coach Wilbon and I.
Yeah, that would be important.
Okay? Nick, thank you. How
because
great would that be? That
you,
would be awesome.
You actually know the people on your team. He doesn't even know who's on his team.
I got Quentin Richardson.
He's still recruiting.
I got Quentin Richardson. It's going to start with him and end with him.
Nick, thanks for joining us, particularly
thanks,
on game
Nick.
Day. Thank
we
you so much.
Love you guys, man. Love you guys. Thanks a lot.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the NFL reinstates Myles Garrett. Too soon?
And with Seba the Standard Poodle, the right choice is best in show at the Westminster Dog Show.
That's a big dog. I watched that last night.
You know what you can have in Toronto, Tony? You can have those Alaskan Malamutes. You can have Huskies. You can have long-haired, beautiful, big dogs with big barks.
And you know what I also need? I need the Canada Goose jacket.
No, you ain't going to need it because you're not here.
You're not here. Happy time, people. Happy 86th birthday, Bill Russell. Simply the greatest winner in the history of American sports. He won the national championship twice at the University of San Francisco. He won a gold medal in the Olympics in 1956. And as a player and player coach with the Boston Celtics, he won 11 rings. You can go find any resume you want. This is the resume I'm sticking with. And in recent years, what a treat it is to see Bill Russell handing out the NBA Finals MVP award.
Tony, I literally stop and just sort of stare, and I manage a hello when I see Mr. Russell at these NBA events, like I'm likely to see him this weekend. He's royalty, sports royalty in America.
Happy anniversary to Vince Carter. On this day 20 years ago, Carter put on what many believe is the best dunk contest performance ever. Again, that was 20 years ago. Vince Carter's still playing in the NBA. He's on the Atlanta Hawks. Nobody in that contest played in the NBA longer than 2013. It's 2020. But as great as that dunk contest was, it is not going to be able to touch the celebrity game Michael Wilbon is coaching on Friday night.
Yeah.
Get your popcorn ready.
For my starters, in case you're interested, Common, Bad Bunny, Famous Los, Chelsea Gray, and Quentin Richardson. Who do you think is going to get the ball most often, Tony?
Quentin Richardson. You sure you have Bad Bunny, not Big Bunny?
And Chelsea Gray.
Happy trails to Myles Garrett's suspension. The NFL reinstated Garrett on Wednesday, 2 days after he met with Roger Goodell. So that means the indefinite suspension Garrett got for attacking Mason Rudolph with a helmet was, in fact, a six-game suspension. I don't know if that sets that action as an automatic six-game suspension. Garrett got the rest of the season, but surely there are some who feel that act was worth 8 or 10 or 12 games, and the NFL judged it to be worth 6 games.
Yeah, count me in that group that thinks this should have gotten more. 6 games. I mean, this is light, in my opinion.
That's what I think. We go to the big finish. The Athletic reports that World Wide West will not join the Knicks in any official capacity. Is that a big loss?
And when you're dealing with the free agent market, which means recruitment, yes, I would think so. A's manager Bob Melvin said the A's complained to the league about the Astros cheating before his pitcher Mike Fiers went public. Sounds like a big deal, Tony.
Big story in the Washington Post today saying a lot of teams felt this way for a long time. The Rockets beat the Celtics. Is that significant?
The Rockets are hanging in there with that, you know, what I call an under 6'3 lineup, 6'6. They're hanging in there. We'll see. Jury's still out. See with the Black Standard Poodle won Best in Show. Deserving?
I watched it. You know, they think that they look like Vogue models. These are big, strong dogs.
They're
big. 70 pounds. These are big dogs.
Yeah.
Luka returns tonight at home against the Kings. Your expectations?
Some rust, but he's going to hit a flow and look like Luka. He didn't miss so much time, Tony. He's going to be out of it. I expect something near a triple-double.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And the Mavericks win. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcast.